Roman's Product Management Podcast. Every product has a strategy, but not all product strategies are clearly articulated, let alone communicated and understood. Now, the problem with this is that it can lead to confusion and misalignment, as different people have different ideas about what the actual strategy is. But it doesn't have to be this way. In this episode, I'll describe a clear 5-step process to help you build a winning strategy for your product. Let me start by briefly reminding you of what a product strategy is and why it matters. A product strategy is a cohesive set of choices that acts as a decision-making framework to achieve product success. To do so, it should answer the following 4 questions. First, who is the product for? Who are the users and customers? Second, why would people want to use it? What problem does it address? Which benefit does it offer? Or which job does it help people accomplish? Third, how will the product benefit your business? Will it, for example, generate revenue, reduce costs, or increase productivity? And finally, what sets it apart from alternatives? What are its standout features? An effective product strategy provides guardrails to make the right choices and decide what to build. It aligns stakeholders and development teams and enables you to set the right outcomes or OKRs and deliver the right features. Now, the reverse is also true. Without a clear strategy, product teams usually struggle to decide what to build. In the worst case, they throw stuff against the wall and hope that something will stick, or they are driven by stakeholder requests, which risks creating a Frankenstein product, a product with a terrible value proposition and a horrible user experience. Now, it's not uncommon in my experience that the product strategy only exists in the mind of a senior manager, like the head of product or CEO, or that it is tacitly known by the product team members. But a strategy that hasn't been clearly articulated is difficult to work with, communicate, and evolve. In the worst case, people disagree about what it is, and misalignment occurs. The first step, therefore, is to effectively describe the current product strategy. To do so, choose a suitable tool, like my product vision board. The board consists of 5 sections. Its top one states the product vision, which gives it its name and describes the ultimate reason for offering the product. The next sections describe the actual strategy. And the second section describes the target group, the users and customers of the product. The third one states their needs, the customer and user needs. The fourth section describes then the product's standout features, and the last one finally shares the business goals. These are the business benefits the product generates. You can download the product vision board together with a checklist that helps you successfully apply it from a website for free, and you can learn more about how to use it by watching the video Product Vision Board Introduction. I'll put the links in the show notes. While it is very helpful for the person in charge of the product to clearly describe the current product strategy, it is even better to involve key stakeholders and development team representatives and run a collaborative workshop, as this allows you to align people and it ensures that everyone has the same understanding of what the strategy is. To jointly capture the strategy, print out the product vision board and bring adhesive notes for an on-site workshop, or use an electronic version if the workshop is done online. Many collaboration tools, including Miro and Lucid, offer their own implementations of the product vision board. Ask the workshop attendees to describe the vision, target group, needs, standout features, and business goals on separate notes. Then invite people to share their views, starting with the vision. Once all notes have been read out and added to the board, summarize those that are similar. Then discuss any conflicting statements. Use data whenever possible to resolve any issues. All workshop attendees should at least consent to the strategy and not object to any of its content, as this ensures strong enough buy-in and alignment. Consider using a dedicated facilitator to moderate the workshop, for instance, the team coach or scrum master. This allows you, the person in charge of the product, to focus on shaping the product strategy instead of having to ensure that everybody is heard and nobody dominates. Once you've captured the current product strategy, take the second step and objectively assess it. Even if your product has been successful so far, this does not mean that its strategy will continue to be effective. To understand if it will help you achieve product success in the future, answer the following 3 groups of questions. Don't rush this step and make sure that your answers are backed up by the relevant data. The first group of questions is related to the product performance. Is the product still creating the desired value for the users, customers, and business? What do the key performance indicators, the KPIs, tell you? Are you on track to meet the needs and business goals stated in the product strategy? Second, are there any new technology, regulatory, or social developments you should respond to by adjusting the strategy? Think about, for instance, agentic AI, autonomous systems, and environmental sustainability issues. Third, is the competitive landscape changing? Are there new market entrants? Are established competitors offering new products or new features? Is your product still sufficiently differentiated? Does it offer a clear reason for people to choose it over alternatives? And fourth, is the product strategy aligned with the business and portfolio strategies? Are there any business and portfolio changes that will affect the strategy of your product, including changes in the business model? And if that's the case, how should you respond to them? If the answer to the questions in the first group is yes and no to all other questions, the current product strategy will most likely help you achieve product success in the future. You might still want to adjust it, though, based on your newly gained insights. For example, you might introduce a new need, rework a standout features, and possibly determine the need to adjust the tech stack or change a business goal. If, however, the previous step has shown that your product can't create the desired value or that it is significantly affected by new trends or changes in the competitive landscape, the business or portfolio strategy, you will have to replace the current strategy with a new one. To do so, take the following three actions. First, in case that there's a lot of uncertainty or change, you might have to conduct just enough market, competitor, and technology research to acquire the relevant knowledge that enables you to formulate a new strategy. However, keep this initial research to the absolute minimum. Second, articulate a new strategy that seems most promising based on your current knowledge. Follow the advice shared earlier to capture your initial decisions and consider co-creating the strategy with key stakeholders and development team representatives. Third, while your new strategy might sound amazing, it would be wrong to assume that it is effective. The approach you have chosen might contain hidden assumptions and risks, or some of its statements might be vague. To avoid the danger of implementing a strategy that fails to achieve success, you should systematically test, correct, and refine it. Now, a great way to do this is to follow an iterative, risk-driven approach. Start by selecting the biggest risk contained in the strategy, the uncertainty that must be addressed now so that you don't make the wrong decisions and take the product down the wrong path. Next, determine how to best address the risk, for example, by carrying out customer interviews or vibe coding a prototype. Then implement the measure and collect the relevant data. Finally, determine if and how the strategy has to be changed and apply the necessary corrections and refinements. You might have discovered, for instance, that a standout feature was not strong enough or that a business goal was unclear. Follow this process until no significant desirability, feasibility, viability, and ethicality risks are left. Involve the key stakeholders and development team representatives in the strategy discovery work. This helps you leverage their knowledge, creates alignment, and builds buy-in. And you can find more advice on this in the episode Product Strategy Discovery. The link is in the show notes. With an effective product strategy in place, you'd be forgiven for thinking that you are done. After all, you now have a framework in place that should help you make the right product discovery and delivery decisions. But therein lies an issue. The product strategy captures a high-level approach. It establishes some broad guardrails. However, it does not state clear, measurable, and time-bound objectives. I therefore recommend that you take a further step and derive an actionable outcome-based product roadmap from your strategy. This roadmap should contain specific quarterly product goals that show how the strategy will likely be implemented. A great tool for this is my Go Product Roadmap, which you can download for free with a handy checklist from my website, where more guidance on product roadmaps is also available. I'll put the link in the show notes. If creating an entire product roadmap is too daunting, don't worry. Simply set a single clear goal for the next 3 months that is aligned with the strategy and gets you a step closer to meeting its needs and business goals. Then use the outcome to discover what features and user experience the product should offer. Once you've met the goal, you may be able to look ahead further and build an outcome-based roadmap for the next 9 to 12 months. For more guidance, listen to the episode How to Get Started with Outcome-Based Roadmaps. The link is in the show notes. Involve the key stakeholders and development team representatives in setting the outcomes and building the roadmap. This not only aligns them, it allows you to draw on their knowledge and increases the chances that they'll support the plan. Finally, make sure that you regularly inspect and adapt the product strategy together with the product roadmap at least once per quarter as a rule of thumb. This enables you to be proactive, take advantage of opportunities and counter threats early on, and quickly respond to relevant developments in the markets, the competitive landscape, and the technology space. A great way to do this is to schedule quarterly collaborative workshops with the key stakeholders and development team representatives, and to complement them with weekly strategizing work. The former allows you to realign people and look at bigger developments and trends. The latter enables you to quickly spot and respond to relevant developments. I explain this approach in more detail in the episode Continuous Strategizing. The link is in the show notes. To summarize, creating an effective strategy for an existing product is a process that consists of 5 steps. Clearly describe the current product strategy. Determine if it will achieve success moving forward. If that's not the case, replace it with a new strategy. Then derive an actionable outcome-based product roadmap to connect strategic decisions to product discovery and delivery. And finally, regularly review the product strategy to leverage opportunities and address threats at an early stage. As Dwight D. Eisenhower famously said, plans are worthless, but planning is everything. I hope you found my advice helpful. To learn more, attend my strategy workshop and read or listen to my book, Strategize. Get in touch if you need help creating or evolving an effective strategy for your product. Thanks for listening.